Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the 20th day of February, 2014. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us via video Skype at the bottom of this hour to break down his in-depth investigation of the State Department running the Kony 2012 style fake videos that has spurred much of what you're seeing in the Ukraine. And it's just a fact that in Syria, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Ukraine, Georgia, the list goes on, the globalists that are running this government, the same ones that want our guns, the same ones that say the state runs our children, this is not America doing this, let's be clear. It's a global crime syndicate running much of Europe, running England, running Australia, running New Zealand, running many other countries around the world, Canada, the United States, and they want to overthrow the government of, the elected government, by the way, of Ukraine, not to even put something better in. That would be immoral, because it always leads to something bad. But this is to set the country up to be sucked dry by the EU. And the EU, undoubtedly right now, other than like North Korea or the Mexican government, super kleptocracies. When you talk about big global power blocks, the EU is the most corrupt. I mean, the EU is just unbelievable in their progressive tyranny. Their Agenda 21, their anti-family, the leadership of it being above the law, you know, exempt from taxes. It's amazing. And personally, you know, if I was Ukraine, I wouldn't want to be under Russia's thumb or under EU's thumb, and they really haven't been under either thumb for a while. Both sides are obviously influencing in that area, but George Soros is involved, you name it, and Paul Watson has all the documentation in an article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he's going to be joining us. But there's obviously been some huge developments on that front that we're going to be breaking down today. And then he hadn't been on in a while because he said, I don't know, it's got to be over 40 surgeries now. Dr. Doug Rocky was the former head of the DU weapons program for the Pentagon. And I wanted to get him on just to talk about the general move to test secret things on the troops, to cut the health care of the troops, to let the troops use deadly DU, and tie that into Fukushima and so much more. He is a physicist. He's a chemist. He's got a whole bunch of degrees. He's a Vietnam veteran, just a very, very combat veteran, very interesting fellow, and has gone through beyond Darth Vader level surgeries and stuff to try to stay alive. Most of his team is dead that cleaned up the highway of death between Kuwait and Iraq, and where the A-10 Warthogs shot up that whole big column of fleeing Iraqis. They went in to, quote, clean it up and also, quote, study it. And it, I just really need to warn people about how deadly depleted uranium is. So all of that is coming up today, and your phone calls. Now, outside of that, obviously, there is an insane amount of news to cover and some really good news to cover as well. Because we reported a while back ago about Homeland Security to activate National License Plate Recognition Database. It's already been activated. After we reported on that, and DrudgeReport.com carried it over the weekend, Washington Post today, Department of Homeland Security cancels National License Plate Tracking Plan after public attention was brought to it. And that dovetails with the FCC wades into the newsroom. They're sending their political police to a newsroom near you. That's coming up. Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war. It is simply unbelievable to realize that we are the resistance. We are the info war. Our little ragtag operation here in Austin, Texas, beaming out worldwide, undoubtedly is reaching more than 15 million people a week. Is reaching major governments, is spurring serious debates, and then the ripple effect of those 15-plus million people a week that watch the show, listen to it, read our news articles, follow our videos online. It's more like 20 million to be conservative, but just to be accurate. The ripple effect that goes out is immeasurable. And it is a great responsibility, and by the grace of God, we are here broadcasting worldwide, trying to do the very best job we can, trying to be as accurate as we can, trying to really bring you the veritas, the truth, in the hope of sparking brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to up our game against tyranny and to really build a better world together. Where to begin today, my friends? We saw this last year when Obama first proposed it. And even I couldn't believe it when Paul Watson wrote an article about it about 6 months ago. And then he wrote an article about it a few days ago. And it was still so surreal when he was linking directly into the FCC's own website where they were making this announcement under the directive of the president, who's acting more and more as a dictator. Again, an elected president operates in the purview of the executive branch with limited powers. But they're elected. But Hitler was elected too, and then he became a dictator by expanding the unconstitutional power. Their Weimar Republic was modeled after our Constitution in many respects. So when I say he's becoming a dictator, it's like he's elected, but then he operates dictatorially outside of our law. Do you understand that? It's a dictator 2.0. I want to be clear for the dinosaur media that gets confused by that and goes, Jones claims he's a dictator. Jones might want to look up the fact that he was elected. How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? He is a bureaucratic corporate front man who carries the water for the offshore corporations that are strip mining and rendering down, extracting, to use the words of Dylan Radigan, this country. Hey, guys, I want to play it again. We played probably five times since he said it a year ago and then got basically didn't have his contract renewed despite the fact he had the highest ratings on the stinking channel, MSNBC. We pull up Dylan Radigan's rant that they're so upset about where he goes, look, forget all this Republican-Democrat. I'm sick of the fake debate. You can tell it was totally real. I got, you know, kids. There's no future here. If you don't understand, multinationals are not free market anymore. They're running a monopoly, and they're extracting us. They're taking us down. You understand? It's not a market. It's a takeover. That's a normal response, folks, to watching the whole country burn financially, to watching prosperity go out the window. You already have it that quick? Yeah, yeah. Before I get into this newsroom thing, let's play that again. Here it is.
We owe $70 trillion.
And I understand that, but
don't
but you can't
to walk out
say,
a $4 trillion solution, okay, which is basically just a way for the Democrats to avoid dealing with this until 2017. I'm not here to talk about plans to deal with this till 2017. I'm saying we've got a real problem, and I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats who either want Republicans who want to burn the place to the ground, and Democrats, with all due respect, who want to offer a plan that gets it through the their end of their second term of their presidency, and then screws me and my kids when it's over. And until we do that, we have to deal with the extraction that is at foot. It is the reason the financial markets are behaving the way they're behaving. It is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of two decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground, both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid. And the fact of the matter is, until we actually, and I don't, and I'm sorry to lose my temper, and get, but I'll tell you what,
stop right
there. Coming on TV for 3 years.
Yeah, he's sick of it. Listen, how did I act when I was on television with Piers Morgan? Just like that. That's what reality looks like, folks. Don't sit here, you red coat, and act like you don't want to take my guns and act like you're being reasonable. Don't sit here and lie to me in my house, in my country. You try it, we're not turning our guns in. It's the same thing with Radigan. And by the way, that got a huge spike. It was on all the TV channels, got tens of millions of views outside of their own show. So they said, goodbye, go down the road. You have sanity. You have a survival instinct. You are not a total psychopath. You have a survival instinct. You have a brain. And that's how a man acts when you're fed up and you're hearing a bunch of people debate polishing silverware on the deck of the Titanic as it's about to go under. And that's why I get so angry. I had somebody ask me last night, they go, is that an act when you blow up on air sometimes? And I said, no. It's not an act. It's the frustration of being on the air 3, 4, 5 hours a day, depending on what day. Sometimes more, I'm doing interviews. and studying all this info and knowing I'm right. It's not even hard to know I'm right. It's the evidence is everywhere. It's not my opinion. And knowing how much trouble we're in, and then maybe out of thousands of hours of broadcast every few months, maybe an hour of it I blow up. I mean, who could sit up here filibustering on these issues and not blow up when you realize how frustrating it is? You want to jump up and down in front of people. That's a normal human response. And say, get up. It'd be like if you were in a lifeboat. I've used this analogy before. And there's a hole in the bottom of it, and you're in the North Atlantic, 5 miles offshore. Your ship sunk. You're in a leaking lifeboat. There's 30 people on this big lifeboat, and you're oaring towards it, and there's a leak in it. And you tell people, hey, use our cups, use our whatever, bales, help me bail. And people don't even want to row the boat. They're complaining about their back hurting. They want to be unionized, or they want you to pay them, or they don't want you to tell them what to do. And it's like, you know what? Fine. Everybody's arguing while the boat's sinking into frozen water that will kill us within a few minutes of being in it. It's called tyranny. The boat is sinking. The water, the waves are coming over it. More water's coming in. I'm bailing as fast as I can here, as hard as I can. And people are like, man, you're sweating. You're upset. You're panicking. And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get the water out of the boat. And it's not because I'm a hero. It's not because I'm some great guy, folks. I don't want to live in a tyranny. I don't want to see everybody have their 401ks and IRAs taken. As the globalists are openly announcing they're going to do, the bail ends. I don't want to see a global meltdown. I don't want to see war with Russia and China. I don't want to see total police state. I want prosperity. I want to live in a free country. I want my children to have a future. But there is a decadent madness upon the elite in the West, and anybody with money for that matter, to a certain extent that I run into. But also the working class have gotten kind of disconnected from reality. Either people are waking up more or they're becoming more delusional. The wheat from the chaff is being separated, the goats from the sheep, and you see this stuff going on, and it's so un-American, it's so anti-freedom, you want to yell and scream at people and get them out of their malaise, out of their comfort zone. So I've got all this news here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 20-something stacks. I can't even count them all. But this is really the big news, and I'm glad Watson wrote about this a few days ago. It's up on DrudgeReport.com right now. Up at the top of the site, not Watson's article, but the Wall Street Journal, because, you know, people read our stuff and it's like, oh, like the government's not going to come in and tell newsrooms what to write and what to say and what to do. You know, that's InfoWars saying that. I'm glad Drudge linked to the Wall Street Journal and to Fox News for folks that think we're making this stuff up. You need to go there and you need to go actually read the media, period. I don't care what you call yourself, old line, dinosaur, left, right, libertarian, whatever you call yourself, independent. You should go read this. FCC waves into newsrooms. Why is the agency studying perceived station bias and asking about coverage choices? They're going to send agents into all media organizations that are picked up anywhere by broadcast. They're claiming jurisdiction of this office, even though we don't broadcast from here. That is, nothing's being broadcast UHF, VHF, FM, AM, shortwave out of this office. We send it out on feeds, digital feeds, to satellites and things that then get picked up and are retransmitted terrestrially. But they're now claiming this jurisdictional power grab under Obama. So since the days of Bruce Fein heading up the FCC as their lawyer under Reagan, getting rid of fairness doctrine to bring back free speech and a new golden age of freedom of speech, vanguarding into the internet, we've had a march towards more freedom of speech. Now under our Lord and Savior, in the words of Jamie Foxx, Obama, Barack Obama, our Lord and Savior. I'm not being blasphemous. I'm repeating Jamie Foxx here. I'm not being racist. He is our Lord and Savior, according to Jamie Foxx. And if you don't believe that, you're racist. Now they're going to be trying to send bureaucrats out. And they're going to try to send them here to do their little inspections. So just think about that in America, folks. Here's Fox News. Why the FCC should keep its nose out of newsrooms. Yes, that's what we should be hearing. Keep your stinking, ugly, disgusting, pus-covered, devil snouts, wolf snouts, out of our newsrooms. That's what Ted Cruz is saying about the harassment of secret Republican and libertarian groups in Hollywood. The group rightly refused a request from the IRS to reveal the names of its members, says Republican Senator from Texas. FOA should respond, Friends of Abe, to the IRS as it would to any McCarthyite request for information.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Watson's going to be joining us from the UK studios of InfoWars. in his in-depth research on what is behind the situation in Ukraine. And I want to be totally clear, I'm not choosing sides between the Catholics and the Orthodox and the different groups that balkanize the country. Or the pro-Russian side, the pro-EU side. Bottom line, though, hands down, we can prove that George Soros, the National Endowment for Democracy, the State Department, Hillary Clinton, and the usual suspects like Hitlery have been involved at every level and have started it and told the Ukrainians, be nice, don't resist the violent protesters, and the West won't criticize you. And now the arms have been served out to the operatives, and they're shooting people en masse. So the Ukrainians are getting ready to crush them with the military. And if it gets bad enough, the Russian military will come in. And it is a serious situation. The truce has been broken. The city is burning in many areas of Kiev, their capital. We're going to be breaking that down with Paul Watson in the next segment. It is a big, big deal. And the reason it looks so much like Syria, as Lou Rockwell writes today, is because it's another proxy war. And it's a very dangerous situation. Here's some of the headlines on that subject. Violence in Ukraine creates a deepening clash between East and West. That's in the New York Times. As deaths rise in Kiev, so do fears Ukraine will use troops. And I've got quotes by Obama here about you should not use force on the peaceful demonstrators. They're not peaceful. And again, people are like, Alex, well, don't you like people beating cops and fighting the government? No, I don't ever like police beating innocent, peaceful protesters, and I call them thugs, scum, cowards, wherever they do it, whether it's in China or the U.S., Ukraine or Moscow. But I don't like the police order to stand down while they're shot. See, I like justice, folks, and I can look at something and watch a bunch of Western-backed stooges with guns shooting police that don't even shoot back. And I know a provocation for nationwide civil war and carnage and the destruction of another sovereign country so it can be sucked up the New World Order vacuum cleaner. See, I don't attack people until they attack me. See, I follow common law, the Bible. I don't even need to read the Bible, folks. Common sense is written on my heart. It's called common sense, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't attack somebody first, that you don't go out and stir up trouble first, that you try to take the high road first. And I'm quite frankly surprised those police haven't mowed down thousands of people. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. Also, if you have like a Chinese regime, like in the late 1980s with Tiananmen Square, I'll just get into this now. And they'd been persecuting and killing and shooting people for years and oppressing, and then the public started shooting back to overthrow them, I would back that. But the Ukrainian government, compared to many of the past governments they've had, has been moderate. And they've been trying to work out a deal with the EU and Russia to just have joint support and build up their country. And the globalists don't want that. They want to bring them down. So I've actually studied the situation, and it's just not warranted to go shoot the first cop you see on the street. That's not some cop-worshipping event, as I saw some people criticizing yesterday's show on InfoWars.com in the comments, and I saw on YouTube. You know, I just am not for starting big, bloody French Revolution civil wars where you go around murdering and killing when your main general funding you is George Soros. You know, I think that's what it is. George Soros is one of their main ringwraith Nazgul leaders funding this on record. Paul Watson's coming up to break it all down. And that's why I'm against it. The very same UN globalists that are financing open borders and taking my guns and government-run health care and every other nightmare, the people that give us bad things, the people that give us bad fruit, the people that lie to us and cheat us and fund Al-Qaeda and blow up churches in Syria and all over the Middle East, the same ones arming Al-Qaeda so they can retake parts of Western Iraq right now. The same ones sowing discord so they can bring in world government on the ashes of national sovereignty. They're the ones telling me what great freedom fighters these Ukrainians are. And I'm sure those Ukrainians have got to be. I'm sure some cop roughed them up once, or they didn't like the taxes, or something that went on. The point is that they're being used to bring their country completely down. And I've weighed it all, and it's evil. What's happening in Ukraine is being run by the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at reverse99.com. That's reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse99.com. Again, that's reverse99.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Broadcasting worldwide. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live transmission. With the abbreviated two-hour radio broadcast. Thank you for joining us. It's so frustrating, as I was saying earlier, when you're informed geopolitically and you see the general public, one-fourth of which in the U.S. don't even know that the Earth orbits the sun. 99% of people, if you go to a trendy area, will sign a petition to ban water if it's for Al Gore or for Obama. If you use the term dihydrogen monoxide, you realize that these people are literally dumber than a box of rocks and helpless. And then when you actually study something like Kony 2012, or you study something like the new video they put out a month or so ago to launch the latest activities in the border region with Russia, Ukraine, centered in the capital, Kiev, you even go to the videos that our media is calling grassroots independent that are being aired by CNN, MSNBC, and others in push, like Kony 2012, and there it is, funded by the State Department, funded by Soros Group, openly being run by the CIA. This is incredible. And again, this is not the CIA trying to overthrow some communist dictator in a third world, like in your granddaddy's CIA, that had its own problems. This is a CIA wanting to put in kleptocratic socialist EU systems to absolutely bankrupt Ukraine, bring in one-child policies through taxes, Agenda 21, just hellish social engineering you see going on everywhere they're in control. And Paul Watson did a great job in a video and in an article that's up on Infowars.com right now. Exposed Ukrainian protester backed by Kony 2012 style scam. Now remember, we exposed Kony 2012, and I have to say, they even put a video out responding to us, admitting it, that this radio show was the main program and a video we put out that DrudgeReport.com carried, give credit where it's due, that exposed they were funded by government and by big liberal think tanks that wanted to be able to invade all of Africa. And then they went to Congress to get a month after that came out, right on time, and had like 50 million views or whatever it was. It was more than that. I think it was 100 and something million. They came to him and said, we need a resolution to invade anywhere in Africa, anyone aiding Kony or anyone like him. It was a blank declaration of war, basically. Blank check. To just go in and take over all these regions and actually put radical Muslims in some cases. Like in the case of the Ivory Coast in Africa, their own government came out and said, there are NATO troops here with AFRICOM and the U.S. putting a radical Islamicist in charge. So, you know, Kony hadn't been seen now in 7+ years. At the time of the filming of that, it had been 6. It's almost 8 years. He's been dead. He controlled a few hundred square miles in the middle of nowhere. To give you an idea, that'd be like having a bandit in South Texas that didn't leave one county and saying, we have to bomb the whole U.S. to find one guy hadn't been seen in, you know, 7, 8 years who was in one county in South Texas. I mean, this is like, here's Kony, he's scary. Remember all that? Turns out the very same group that funded Kony funded this new video we're about to play. And I say this new when it came out a month ago. And no one else did this. We went and looked at the footer on it and a bunch of the other videos, and they don't even hide it. This was run by the U.S. government, by the criminals that have hijacked it. I want to be clear. And then now Obama's like, now it's too early to call for military action. We need to not have military action ourselves, but don't you use your military, Ukraine, to put down these people that are burning half your country down, you know, or half of Kiev down, and shooting police. And obviously, they've run the police back all the way to the parliament. They're about to take the government, and the police have started shooting people. It looks like it is snipers shooting protest leaders who've been leading armed attacks on the government. And again, if they weren't outside backed, if the Ukrainian government was really oppressive, I'd say these folks are heroes. No, they're backed by the same banks that have hijacked our country off of manufactured trendy videos to get their youth out there, useful idiots, and they're trying to implode that country into the EU. And so now Obama warns Kiev it's responsible for avoiding bloodshed and says they need to be responsible. He said that yesterday. But let's go to this short video of the young, attractive woman. You can tell it's shot in super high def, perfectly tuned camera. But it's meant to look like it's fake, or it is fake, Freudian slip. It's meant to look like it's real and grassroots, but it's fake. It's admittedly fake. Just like they would have on CNN live feeds on accident they put out going, you prepared for now the fake shooting? All right, bring in dead bodies. Shoot in 10 seconds. I am here, CNN. There are dead bodies. There are shooting. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, it is. Remember all that stuff? And the fake chemical attacks? That it turned out were launched by Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia to blame it on Assad? I mean, this is too much, folks, so that the Al-Qaeda forces could blow up hundreds of churches the week of Christmas, Catholic and Orthodox. This is just the globalists chewing up sovereign countries, destroying them through proxy wars. I'm going to go to Paul Watson with his detailed breakdown of this. This is a big deal, folks. And right after we exposed Kony, they blew up. They don't care, though. Exclusive Ben Affleck to testify before Congress as an Africa expert. That's in Foreign Policy put out by the Washington Post. Ben Affleck, the guy that flies private jets exclusively, I happen to know for a fact, who said, hey, let the TSA do whatever you want. Shut up and go along with it. An arrogant establishment PUD. Worse than Angelina Jolie. Just total, absolute pieces of garbage fakes. With his little CIA-produced, you know, films about Iran and all this. What a disgusting joke. So he's now pushing the next wave of Coney invasion of Africa for resources, not even for the U.S., for the globalist. This is conquest and colonialism under the name of Peace Prize trendiness. So let's go to the latest Coney 12 hoax video produced by the Endowment for Democracy, the State Department, George Soros, and the usual suspects.
The Ukrainian, the native of Kiev. And now I'm on Maidan, on the central part of my city. I want you to know why thousands of people all over my country are on the streets. There is only one reason. We want to be free from a dictatorship.
This is CIA produced.
We want to be free from the politicians
the music.
Who work only for themselves, who are ready to shoot, to beat, to injure people just for saving their money, just for saving their houses, just to saving their power. I want these people who are here, who have dignity, who are brave, I want them to live a normal life. We are civilized people, but our government are barbarians. That's not a Soviet Union. We want our courts not to be corrupted. We want to be free. I know that maybe tomorrow we'll have no phone, no internet connection, and we will be alone here. And maybe policemen will murder us one after another when it will be dark here. That's why I ask you now to help us. We have this freedom inside our hearts. We have this freedom in our minds. And now I ask you to build this freedom in our country. You can help us only by telling this story to your friends, only by sharing this video.
I am Ukrainian.
Please share it. Speak to your friends, speak to your family, speak to your government, and show that you support us.
Contact representatives and demand they support the Ukraine people and their fight for freedom and democracy. Of course, too late. And then you go follow the footer on it, and Paul Watson has this in his video and on the article. But guys, actually, go to that video on YouTube and show TV viewers now. Click on the footer of it, and it's Endowment for Democracy. And they're acting like it was made grassroots. Now, again, if the Ukrainians really want to overthrow their government, that's their issue. And I'd be supportive of it. But this is the globalists that want to overthrow it to bring in their whole agenda of, you know, you see it here in America. It absolutely wrecked that country. And they show images of police brutality in there, which I'm sure go on in every country and is wrong, to then get everybody mad to go out and attack the police and overthrow the government. And then Obama calls them peaceful protesters when they shoot police. That's peaceful. I've got quotes here of Obama yesterday. These are peaceful protesters. And here it is. Obama warns Ukraine against military action on protesters. I'm looking for the exact quote here. I was reading it in my stack this morning. Obama says, do not use force on peaceful protesters. Well, the problem is they're not peaceful protesters. And again, they are outside backed. And of course, there's always going to be multi-sides to every deal. I'm not saying this is a perfect black and white issue. All I know is it's a serious situation. And it's being orchestrated from the outside. Paul Joseph Watson, who has really broken this down and done deep research on it, where do you see this going, and break down how big this hoax is?
Well, good to be back, Alex. You mentioned a couple of minutes ago CNN. This video that you just played, which last night had about 1.5 million viewers, now it's got closer to 4 million. It's gone completely viral. The young lady in that video will appear tonight on CNN's Anderson Cooper, who, of course, was instrumental in pushing the Coney 2012 scam and the fake Syria Danny scam, which used fake staged footage from YouTube videos to push for U.S. military intervention in Syria. So Cooper's done the same thing with Coney, did the same thing with Syria Danny. In both cases, we completely eviscerated him. Syria Danny disappeared off into the wilderness, never to be seen again. Coney, the director of Coney 2012, had a breakdown that collapsed. But they're still coming back with the same tactic. And all I did with this video, Alex, was, as you said, click on the homepage for the YouTube channel. And in that description, the makers of this video brag about how their inspiration was a guy called Larry Diamond. This is the guy they worked with to produce another documentary as well as this video. Diamond works closely with the National Endowment for Democracy, the NED, and the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Now, the NED is widely acknowledged to basically be a CIA front. It's been embroiled in numerous color revolutions, fake faux uprisings since its inception in 1983. And in fact, it was involved in Ukraine in 2004 in that staged provocateur instigated uprising, which saw the U.S. puppet Yushchenko come to power, who actually the current Ukrainian president replaced. So it's the same faces involved again. Diamond was also involved in the Arab Spring. He was actually the guy who trained the Arab Spring State Department activists back in 2008 how to use Twitter and Facebook in instigating these faux staged revolutions. So he's been the key point man, not only in places like South Africa, back 20 years ago, where he worked with George Soros' Open Society Institute to get in the kind of government that would acquiesce to Western IMF NATO interests back then after apartheid. He did it again in Ukraine in 2004. He did it again with the Arab Spring. And now he's the inspiration behind this supposedly grassroots video. And if you notice in the clip, this young lady is, she says, help us only by telling this story, only by sharing this video. So she's insistent that people believe this glib, simplistic propaganda and emotional manipulation, just as they did with the Coney 2012 scam. Because as you've talked about over the past week and more, the real agenda in Ukraine, the real story behind the crisis, is infinitely more complex than a bunch of people fighting for freedom and democracy.
Well, America loses its soft power and its good name doing immoral stuff like this, and the rest of the world knows. If the American people don't know all this is fake, on average, the rest of the world does, and I don't want it done in my name. And I know the world appreciates the fact that we're exposing this, but you get in your video that I saw you do last night for InfoWars.com, and it's in your article, Paul, that's up on InfoWars.com, that, again, the very same groups involved funding the Ukraine overthrow funded this video. Talk about that State Department-connected Endowment for Democracy.
Yeah, that's Larry Diamond. He was involved, as I said, in the 2004 uprising. He actually was a major apologist for Obama before Obama was even elected back in early 2008. He wrote a Huffington Post article downplaying all of Obama's scandals and corruption. Again, he's worked closely with George Soros, the Open Society Institute, who's actually one of the main protest groups in Ukraine, is openly funded. And now it seems armed by the Open Society Institute. You have Bloomberg reporting that the protesters are now being bussed in, and they jump off the bus with backpacks and weapons ready to go to battle. So even if you believe that this was an organic protest back in November when it started, it's been completely hijacked by these same globalist forces again. And another key point is obviously the Nuland leaked phone conversation. She was caught on tape with a top U.S. diplomat planning which puppet leaders they would put into power, primarily Vitaly Klitschko, who's the leader of the Udar Party opposition. So openly they've been caught on tape choosing which puppet leaders to put into power, and the media still treats this whole narrative as some kind of Russian conspiracy theory, when the evidence of that is there. They've been caught admitting that this is the agenda behind the Ukrainian protests.
And Paul, expanding on that, again, there's beefs on both sides. We're not even trying to take sides. Under international law, common sense, common law, whoever starts something first generally is in the wrong. And if you're an outsider starting it, you're even more in the wrong. And it's not even America doing this. It's this globalist cabal doing it. And they tried to finance the Obama people, the Occupy Wall Street at first, to try to get a national movement going that they could control politically to destabilize the country. But when it didn't become partisan and they couldn't control it, it was the Obama Justice Department in 36 cities that ordered concerted mass roundups and attacks on Occupy. So they would like to do similar color revolutions here. In fact, Al Gore has said we need an Arab Spring here by the left. We've seen Soros say that. So what we're seeing them do in Ukraine and Syria is stuff they're going to try under race politics in the future here in North America. So this is very important to study and watch.
And, you know, with Obama calling them peaceful protesters, imagine if Tea Party insurrectionists, you know, with weapons and Molotov cocktails, were storming government buildings in D.C., seizing control of police stations, shooting at police. Would Obama call them peaceful protesters? It's the same thing we saw in Syria. You know, it started as a peaceful protest, and the media was still calling them peaceful demonstrators when they were driving around tanks and had, you know, rocket-propelled grenades.
Stay there.
Going to stop?
Well said. I want to come back and see where you think this is going, the latest developments. By the way, I want to say something. The Tea Party is mainly the veterans. That's why the globalists say it's the number one enemy. If the veterans try to attack the government, they will defeat the government in 1 hour. 1 hour.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We're back live with Paul Watson. I'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Then we're going to open the phones up and cover a ton of other geopolitical, financial, gun news, police state news, Obamacare news in the next hour. I want to show you discoveringthenetworks.org, the guide to the political left. And this is just the Soros group, the Open Society group that he heads up, the Democracy Alliance, the Shadow Party, the shared agendas of George Soros. And it says here they have $1.9 billion. And they're involved with their eyeballs right now with what's happening over in the Ukraine. So remember, the people that want your guns, people that want to make little kids have abortions, you know, your 12-year-old gets pregnant, they want the school to make the decision to have them have an abortion, not you. The just absolute evil scum are the ones behind this. So that's all I need to know right there. And it's truly disgusting. Here's Obama's actual quote from his speech in Mexico yesterday. Quote, "We expect the Ukrainian government to show restraint, to not resort to violence in dealing with peaceful protesters. We've always said we expect peaceful protesters to remain peaceful, and we'll be monitoring very closely the situation, recognizing that our own European partners and the international community, there will be conscious if people step over the line." And now they're calling for sanctions against the Ukraine and an escalation. Of course, this is all happening while the Russians run the Olympics. And so they're hoping the Russians won't pour into Ukraine there to try to stabilize things. Again, I'm not romanticizing the Russians either. The point is they're not the ones starting this, Paul. They've been in a very restrained position, and smartly so, even if they're evil. I don't know if they're evil, but I'm saying it's smart to have the moral high ground. What do you make of all this? Where do you think it's going, Paul? I know you track it very closely from London.
Well, of course, it started back in November when the Ukrainian government signed this trade pact with Russia, rejecting one with the EU at the last minute. That started the wave of these pro-EU protests, supposedly against corruption. Now, Alex, I find it a little odd that protesters who are siding with the EU are anti-corruption, since the European Union is notoriously one of the most corrupt institutions on the planet. In fact, the cost of EU corruption on an annual basis is the same as Ukraine's entire GDP. So they're against corruption in the Ukrainian government, but they're siding with an institution that is inherently corrupt. So that makes no sense. The sanctions that you just mentioned, which the EU are about to bring forth, are aimed at disarming the police. They're taking away the weapons that the police are using to defend government buildings against these rebels, these insurrectionists. So that's about disarming the police. And as you said, it's the geopolitical isolation of Russia. They will try and condemn Russia. I mean, Alex, we bashed Putin and Russia for 10 years or so. You know, back 10 years ago, I wrote countless articles bashing Putin. He was an authoritarian, corrupt leader. But he's not going to risk a new Cold War, a new global war, for a turf battle, which is what this is about. It's a tug of war. It's about getting on the Russian frontier, encircling Moscow with NATO bases. That's part of the agenda they've been pursuing for years and years. Also with this video, the guy behind it, the inspiration behind it, Larry Diamond, is also a CFR member. Of course, the CFR is basically a front for the State Department. Hillary Clinton joked that she would only have to walk down the road to get her instructions because the CFR and the State Department are basically right next to each other. The creator of the video gave an interview to the Huffington Post where he said he was in Ukraine before any of the protests even started to, quote, prepare a film on democracy. So he was already in there waiting for it to happen. And then magically, this video comes out with the aid of CFR member Larry Diamond with the State Department and the National Endowment on Democracy.
So of course, they don't even try to hide it. They don't even try to hide it, Paul. Stay there. Only 5 more minutes with you. I'm going to come back, folks, give the number out, and get into all the other news we haven't covered. But this is a big deal. We're going to talk about how this could lead to a larger regional war.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
countries in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.